In general, two reasons why someone is most likely having a behavior are the person is in pain, or they are trying to communicate something. Guidelines for Positive Supports in DHS License Settings, a resource manual for Minnesota's DHS license providers for developing positive support strategies, responding to interfering behavior, and developing positive support transition plans, states you need to focus first on possible physical or mental health issues. One expert in the developmental disability field who works with persons with interfering behavior said, "Until proven wrong, my first assumption is that part of the body hurts. Until we help the person feel better, the behavior will not stop. If the person is in pain, they have two choices. One, the pain controls me, or two, I control the pain. The behavior is a form of intentional communication."